In 45 days, there will be a mob at Times Square counting down. And then what? What do we call the year that kicks in when the ball comes down? The four digits, 2010, are not in dispute, but how we say them evidently is. Is it 2010 or 2010? We've checked our own airwaves, and we find them to be, as you might expect, impeccably balanced.
Automakers are rolling out their 2010 lineup.
They actually have come out with the 2010 Chevrolet Equinox.
We'll avoid falling into the donut hole in 2010.
I wasn't going to run for anything in 2010.
Well, either impeccably balanced or perfectly evasive. We called a few people who, in the course of their work, are looking ahead to next year to find out what they're saying. For example, there is an election next year in Iowa, where Michael Morrow is Secretary of State.
We're always thinking about next year when it's an election year and you're in charge of the elections.
So what are you going to call next year?
I think we're going to call it 2010.
What do you call this year?
I call this year 2009. Next year, common sense-wise, it's going to start going 2010, 2011. There was a song clear back in the late 60s, and it was called The Year 2525.
I'd hate to think that that song is driving policy in the state of Iowa.
I don't think it does.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Despite that invocation of common sense, we are frankly stumped as to what this song has to do with what to call next year. But it isn't the only appeal to popular culture that we heard.
My name is Jim Burke. I'm a general manager of a mail order company called The Daily Planner. We sell tens of thousands of calendars every year.
So you must have to pronounce the name of next year pretty often in the course of your work.
A zillion times a day, it feels like.
So what do you say?
We say 2010.
Why? Why not 2010?
Because probably of the movie 2001, people just got used to saying that over and over again. So when they move to each year, they're just saying 2002, 2003, all the way through.
Bob Condren has to say next year's name. He's with the U.S. Olympic Committee, and they have winter games next year.
There are games in Vancouver and Whistler starting February 12th.
February 12th?
2010. February 12th, 2010. It's going to be 2012, 2014, 2016, 2018, and then on into perpetuity.
To the year that we'll all be talking about, 2020.
2020, once you say, yeah, optometrist Olympics.
Well, Jim Lasser says 2010 just isn't the proper name of a year. It's a nickname. It's kid talk. He's the art director of Wyden & Kennedy, an ad agency in Portland, Oregon. Lasser says grown-ups should say 2010.
I think grown-ups naturally have more respect for time. I mean, grown-up people are always on time. They wear watches, and they have calendars on their wall. They always have a good idea of what time is and how important it is to be on time. So naturally, I think they would show 2010 the respect it deserves.
Sort of like calling a year Mr. or Madam. But Jim Lasser does offer this grammatical compromise.
I think when you put the year, when it's describing something like the 1985 Bears, the fiercest team ever, when the year is describing a noun, I think you can go into the truncated version. So if you said the 2010 Nike Super Shoe, like that's fine. But when you talk about the year on itself, like a noun, like a proper noun, like a person, like a citizen, it would be 2010.
As in the great 2010 controversy. What shall we call the year 2010?
And which do you prefer? You can vote at NPR's news blog, The Two Way. Just go to npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.